Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. One of the realities of your pastor or someone close to you is that before they lay you in the ground, they will stand before your family and friends and they'll talk about the life you lived. Have you ever considered that? What's the preacher going to say about you and the way you lived your life? And what are the conversations going to be like when the family gathers in your home and they talk about what you did and how you lived? In this first narrative of the book of Acts, Dr. Luke shows us how the gospel is to shape the trajectory of every believer's life. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." What we see here is that Jesus pours out his power on his people for his purpose. Notice that, his power on his people for his purpose. His purpose is for us to take the gospel to every tribe, tongue, and nation, making disciples. And you might be thinking, well, what about me? What am I supposed to do then? How do I live my life for the global purpose of God and in the power of God? I'm just a stay-at-home mom, or I'm a banker, or I'm a teacher, I'm a truck driver, I'm a retired grandparent. Do I need to buy a plane ticket to Hungary, or am I supposed to stay here in Hope, Arkansas? Well, one pastor answered that question this way. He said to put your yes on the table and let God put it on the map. The way you live with God's purpose and God's power is to put your yes on the table every day, every moment, and let God put it on the map. And you want to know what's going to happen when you do that? The area of the map may be for you to work on how you disrespect your husband. Let's work on how you belittle your wife. Let's work on obeying your parents. Let's weed out that laziness. Let's view our neighbors and neighborhood like a mission field. Or let's work on giving your children a better dream to live for than just the nice house, picket fence, and the dog in the yard. His purposes for you are global. Do you believe that? You may never step foot out of the county you are in right now, but his purpose is a global purpose, which means the purpose for your life is a global purpose. My wife and I had a friend who was a nurse, and then she became a stay-at-home mom. And when she passed, we discovered that her impact had been global. She had consistently sent cards and letters and books and resources to missionaries all over the globe. And those missionaries wrote her back saying how she had encouraged them at just the right time when they were thinking about quitting. She put her yes on the table, and God put it on his map in a special way. We have other friends who have adopted children from Korea. They put their yes on the table, and they let God put it on his map. And so I want to challenge you to wake up each and every day and put your yes on the table. Let God put it on the map. We have far too many Christians wanting God to point out what he wants them to do so that then they can decide if they're going to follow through with it. Don't be like that. Say yes to the Lord, and then he will do his global work through you. You see, there's coming a day for some of you sooner than others. It may be this day, it may be this week, or this year that the Lord requires your life. I hope that the person that stands before your friends and family can say about each of you, "She put her yes on the table and let God put it on the map." You get one life. Don't waste it. When you pray today, put your yes on the table. And also pray for Anders Lee, planting Central Church in South Haven, Mississippi. He put his yes on the table several years ago when the Lord moved him to plant this church. So pray that Anders and his family and his ministry team will be faithful to the calling. Also pray for the English Native American broadcast here in America.